EFF leader Julius Malema has opened up about his upbringing, saying he grew up without his father. Malema was speaking on the recent Hustlers Corner podcast hosted by broadcaster and businessman DJ Swoo. He said his mother and grandmother kept his father's identity a secret.
Became a leader, of course. As
your father in all of this?
I don't have my father. I don't know my father. When I ask my mother about it, she becomes very angry. Okay, I know my G is there. My grandmother tells me everything. Like, okay, my guy, who's my father? Because she doesn't want to talk. Then my grandmother says, if she can't tell you, I can't tell you. It's not my place to do that. So I appreciate that. Then she passes on my mother before my grandmother goes, yeah, this is an opportunity now. I said to her, now that she's no more, she can't blame you for anything. Tell me who's my father. She says, no, I can't do that. Linzila mukhuwa letshelwe. So what the dead say, you can't do against what they said you must do or you must not do. She has never given me an instruction to do that. So I've never known my father.
Till today?
Yeah, till today. And I don't see a need to even know my father because I'm a father. So I can't even say I'm an orphan. I'm a father to my three boys, and I'm a father to members of the EFF. I'm a father of the nation. So instead of being mourning about not having a father, I'm fathering people now. So I don't see that need. But I once made a mistake. I think I was in the youth league, of course, as I said, I don't know my father. And then it became a newspaper headlines. And the people were queuing there that they are my father.
Yeah.
And then the one that made me laugh was the one who came from Soweto and said, no, when Julius's mother visited Soweto, we had a one-night stand, and that's how he was conceived. But my mother has never visited Soweto until she died. So it was a complete lie.
Malema also shared the difficulties of dealing with his mother's epilepsy.
My mother was very strict and a staunch Christian. To an extent that even my peers and some community members were very scared of her. So when these guys, my group, goes to steal somewhere or goes to commit crime or something, they will chase me away. Go home, because we don't want your mother coming after us.
Mm.
So she, if I don't, I'm not home around 5, 6, she start going around asking for me. Did you see Silo? Where is Silo? No, we saw him passing this way with some guy. She follows that. Then she disrupt the whole plan. So as a result, they said, no.
What about this?
You must not come. That's how I escaped that thing.
Mm.
I've never gone to a police cells for criminality. I went for student activism. Then that discipline brought us up. I was from, my mother never had education. She was epileptic. And she had a severe epilepsy, if there's anything of that sort, because it was too bad to an extent that you start praying for her to pass on. Like, God, why would you make this person suffer like this? So we're poor such that even the poor called us poor. Mm-hmm. So we came out of that, and then I became involved in politics.
This news package is brought to you by Times Live. For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts and search for Times Live in the news. Also, follow us on all social media platforms at Times Live.